Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about leaving no regrets. One of the things I've really been focusing on in my life is doing everything possible to eliminate negativity from all aspects of my life. You've heard me talk about it many times before if you're a frequent listener of the podcast. But here's the thing. I think at some point we have to accept the fact that there are just situations where you're stuck. You cannot completely eliminate the negativity. One example is family, right? You can't pick your family. And, you know, also coworkers, you don't necessarily have the ability to impact who's selected as a coworker for you. So in some cases you might, in other cases you might not. But I have a cousin and who is just constantly lives in conflict. She always has a story of how she was victimized by other people. Her life is filled with drama, and she's really not happy unless she has something to complain about. At some point, it'll be my turn once again to be the villain for something either I did or something I didn't do or didn't think of, or who knows, right? There's always something. And when it happens, you know, my plan is, as in the past, is I choose to accept who she is and not get drawn into the negative energy. And when she doesn't take my calls or she starts avoiding me or giving me the cold shoulder, I'll just send her a note telling her I'm sorry if I did something that upset her and that I'd like to get together soon. And in the past, it's taken a few weeks, but generally the tone of the letter makes it difficult for her to maintain the grudge. So sometimes it's about being the bigger person. I know it's not always easy, and we want to stand on ceremony on these things sometimes and blame the other person. But there's some people that are so caught up in their own drama, and if they're important enough for you to deal with and to have in your life, or it's a relative or a coworker, and you just have to find a way to peacefully coexist, sometimes you fall on the sword, you be the bigger person, and life goes on. It's that simple. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I'm just asking for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And you do that by committing to get here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about holding grudges. But for today, I just want you to think about that person, that drama person in your life that is angry at you or will be angry at you at some time for something you did or something you didn't do. And just find a way, or first understand who they are and what they're about, and just find a way to make peace with them. Even if you have to be the bigger person and fall on the sword, at the end of the day, who really cares? It just doesn't matter. It's all about just keeping the peace.